Look, we said we'd prepare for the game as well as we prepared for any game this season, and Boas obviously did the same. Look, it was going to be a tight game. It's been tight between us and Boas here. The last time it was relatively close in Boas until the scored with 20 minutes to go up, and Daly Mounter ran out deserving 2-0 winners. Look, it was, you know, we sat deep and tried to play on the counter attack, and it wasn't mainly by plan. It was that the technical ability of Boas that had us pinned back, to their credit, and it was a great result in the scheme of things. Even though there was nothing to play for, it's still nice to win. You don't win too many in this division, like.
Yeah. Ryan Curran scored here on the opening night against Derry City, and he was on the mark again. Probably one of the best strikes of the season here at Finn Park.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan has finished the season very strongly. You know, we all struggled in the second third of the season, including Ryan, including me, including the players. But they dug in, and you know, you saw maybe the rewards tonight of the little bit of confidence when it turns, what you can do. But look, we were still lucky to turn over a very, very good Bohemian side.
Yeah, the suggestion was, Ollie, looking back over the season, the good start and the points gained was so important when you went through that difficult period in the season. And during that difficult period, Ollie, I know that you were always voicing concern, but deep down, how worried were you that Harps might be dragged down into trouble?
It's not really the worry of it, Jeremy. Like I said, from day one, we were going to be in a relegation dogfight, and we were. You know, it looks much brighter here tonight because we've won and Wexford have lost the last few games. But, you know, this year last week, we got a massive result in a nil-all draw, and Wexford, had they beaten us, I think we could have been looking at a completely different picture. So, you know, how worried? You're always worried. You know, obviously don't have fabulous resources here. A lot of hard work and effort, and by everybody, by the management team along with me, to their credit, were excellent, especially in that difficult period. And the players, even though we weren't getting results, they stood by you and believed in you. And look, we believed in them. And I think, you know, as I said, I think that the penalty miss from Rathcartara and Sligo was probably the turning point. Maybe the home game against Cork here, although we lost to Sean Maguire's penalty, I think the confidence maybe kicked back in there. It's a very difficult thing to do, but to be fair to them, they found a way and we got out of it.
Yeah. Did you answer some of those that might have, you know, doubted Harps this season, Ollie? Because, I mean, right at the start, people were suggesting that Harps would be firm favourites for relegation.
Look, Jeremy, it's not about, you know, it's not about answering people, it's about ourselves. Like, you know, I don't particularly care what anybody thinks of me, positive or negative. That day is well gone when you're a young fella. You know, it's about trying to get the best out of the group, and I felt they gave everything. Even in the bad days, they gave everything. Possibly the game against Derry City here, who were beaten 5-0 in the last 20-25 minutes, is probably the only criticism I can give of their effort. But to be fair to them, they dug in, especially in the difficult days. They had the belief. I had the belief in them, and indeed the management team had the belief in them, and they stuck together and got the rewards for it.
Yeah, well, I remember leading up to the start of the season, Ollie, it took a long time to put that squad together, but I think quite a number of them are out of contract again now after tonight. So what happens now, Ollie? How does things shape up for the new year?
Things, it's like from here on is the worst part of the year, Jeremy, for me in particular. I don't enjoy it. I enjoy tonight, win, lose or draw, enjoy the pre-season, enjoy the training, and I love it. The part in the off-season is hard going, you know, to try and motivate people to give another year. But look, you can't have one part without the other, and you know, I'll sit down with Paul on Monday and we'll have a look at what we're hoping to do. But look, we haven't really any set plans in place, because really it was only on Monday night we realised that we were in the top division, and no, we hadn't maybe the foresight or the overconfidence to go ahead and plan we're in the Premier Division, certainly not. So we'll see. You know, I would hope the group stays together. They're a good group of lads, good group of men, and very, very together. There's no loud, you know, voices, but strong voices, and a few leaders have emerged among them. And obviously, you would love the group to stay together. But look, things change, and we'll see in the next week or two where we are.
Okay. Well, finally, Ollie, just a word on one player who won't be involved in the squad next year. That's Kevin McHugh. He got a lovely tribute tonight, and it was nice to see him out on the pitch thanking the supporters as well. I mean, he'll go down as one of Harps all-time great players.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said last week, you know, better men than me can talk about Kevin McHugh. I only came in the tail end of his career, which was very good, and I saw him from the sidelines, and or if you like, from the supporters end of it, when he was younger. And look, you can't buy quality, and Kevin had that. But look, you know, it's difficult to replace him, but we'll try and we'll move on with it. But look, if I start talking about Kevin McHugh, I'll probably be only underestimating his ability, what he did on and off the pitch. He's club captain here tonight, and he finished out his career on a high, and thankfully we stayed in the division to give him something as well to leave with.